Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. Poetry has probably been around for as long as humanity has, but its popularity comes and goes. Our guest, Billy Collins, plays a large part in America's renewed and growing interest in poetry. His books of poems top bestseller lists. As Poet Laureate of the United States, he's welcomed many people back to poetry. So what's the appeal of poetry for Billy Collins?
The interesting part of writing for me is finding a point in the poem that allows me to slip into some other dimension, you might say, or move from one plane to another. And usually that's moving from a literal plane to a completely hypothetical plane. And it's the hypothetical that makes us human.
Billy Collins is the widely admired poet who served as America's Poet Laureate from 2001 to 2003 and is now Poet Laureate for the state of New York. He is also Distinguished Professor of English at Lehman College of the City University of New York. Billy Collins's 6 books of poetry include Sailing Alone Around the Room and 9 Horses, both of which are national bestsellers. Bill Russell and I are among those who we think of as poetry's alumni association. We're returning to poetry at the invitation of poets who seem to want us to understand what they're saying. Once we'd read Billy Collins's poems, we were eager to have him join us in this conversation. Billy Collins, as I inhaled your poems, you set me to thinking about how ancient poetry is and how grounded in the language poetry is. And I began to wonder if perhaps Pandora letting hope out of the box after all that other stuff got out, if poetry isn't a little like that, that we've got all these words and there's all this language stuff, but that poetry gives us a chance to be present where language might distract us. It's just crazy.
Well, that's fairly crazy, yes, but I think the truth in it is that poetry is ancient, and it's the oldest form of written expression we have. And if you trace back the novel, you can find its beginnings, you know, in maybe Cervantes, and the same with sonatas and other forms of, but if you trace poetry back, you get lost in the mist of prehistory, and it's tied up. The origins of poetry and the origins of music are, I think, probably linked at some point. I mean, you can imagine someone beginning to tinker with the language. You can imagine in prehistory the first pun. I think that's poetry probably started with someone making a pun. And to the delight of the other cavemen around the fire, they were amazed that a word could do 2 things simultaneously. And I think that probably delivered a little injection of endorphin pleasure.
You bet.
And I just thought of this theory this minute, but that's my theory.
Well,
this will always be my theory of how poetry began.
And I'm really pleased with it.
With the first pun.
To put it together with music is absolutely adept, is it not? Isn't that, when you hear a poem in your head, it's like a song going through your head, and sometimes they are both.
Well, I think it's patterning. I think it's a very basic instinct for symmetry. So you make a beat, and then you make a second and third beat, and the intervals between them are similar. And all of a sudden you have something that's organized, and that organization is quite the same in music and language.
We did a program not all that long ago with a brain scientist who said that really what the human animal likes is the ability to recognize a pattern and then have it violated. Uh-huh. And there's some of both of that in a poem, isn't there? You recognize it, and it's a little bit of a...
Yeah, that's very good, because you can't depart, you can't have innovation or surprise unless you have unless you've established predictability.
And you are full of innovation and surprise. I didn't expect to find you funny.
Well, I'm glad you found me funny. I think
that's a nice thing.
Humor was banished from poetry around the time of the Romantic poets. What happened was around in the beginning of the 19th century. The English Romantic poets got rid of sex and humor And as a substitute, they brought in landscape. And this, to me, sounds like a bad...
That's serious sublimation.
That's a bad... Yeah, that's a bad exchange. Sex came back eventually, but it took longer for humor to come back. Humor was ghettoized into a category known as light verse. And so it was humor and poetry. Humorous poetry was thought to be trivial and not real poetry. And when I began writing poetry, I was, you know, in high school and college and well beyond. I mean, I was dead serious because I didn't know it was permitted to. I thought if you were trying to be amusing in a poem that you weren't a serious poet.
This is a serious poet. This is Billy Collins. Bill Russell will have a chance to join us in conversation, if I let him, when we come back in just a moment. Please do be with us.